News for Friday, December 23rd. I'm Ben Thomas. The House has wrapped up business, passing a $1.7 trillion spending bill, financing federal agencies through September and providing more aid to Ukraine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We have a big bill here because we have big needs for our country.
The final vote, 225 to 201, 9 Republicans voting in favor, 7 of them leaving Congress. Correspondent Norman Hall on other action.
The House passed an overhaul of the Electoral Count Act as part of its massive end-of-year spending bill after the Senate approved identical wording Thursday. The 1887 law has long been criticized as confusing and poorly written. The legislation now goes to President Joe Biden for a signature. Biden said in a statement that the provisions will ensure that the will of the people will be preserved. The measure is the most significant legislative response Congress has made yet to former President Donald Trump's aggressive efforts to upend the popular vote. Norman Hall, Washington.
A big winter storm is being felt by more than 200 million people across the country.
The conditions include rain, snow, and bone-chilling temperatures.
It is throwing everything at us.
Governor Kathy Hochul's state, New York, is feeling the effects. Power is out to more than a million homes across the country. There are rolling blackouts in the Tennessee Valley to conserve power. Thousands of flights are canceled, or in Alexis Goldberg's case in Newark, delayed.
We got to the airport and as luck would have it, got out of the car and was hit with a 6-hour delay.
The severe weather goes coast to coast.
It is super slippy underfoot.
David Sargentson was scraping ice in Seattle.
I took a bit of a tumble when I first got out there.
Attempts are being made to get homeless people out of the cold. I'm Ed Donahue.
And in Los Angeles, rapper Tory Lanez found guilty of 3 felonies in the 2020 shooting of hip-hop star Megan Thee Stallion. This is AP News. The military is ready for one of its cherished annual traditions, tracking Santa's Christmas Eve travels. Sagar Magani.
NORAD will have some 1,500 volunteers fielding calls from kids asking where Santa is and his delivery schedule.
We don't know what Santa's route is. We watch it real time.
Lieutenant General David Nahom is NORAD's top Alaska commander.
He's difficult to track because he's so quick.
But the military has its ways, like tracking the heat signature from Rudolph's nose.
We'll send fighters up there too, just to say hi and wave.
People can follow along on NORADSanta.org and NORAD social media channels. The tradition goes back 67 years, and Nahom isn't worried about Santa running into trouble this year because of the winter storm.
Up in the North Pole, it's even chillier, so I think Santa will be right at home.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.